trying to get that? I can pause the movie, you know.
No, it's fine. I don't need to answer it.
You haven't looked at it yet, so how do you know it doesn't need answering?
Trust me. I know exactly who it is.
Okay, talk.
About what?
Come on, Sam. I know you. You're hurting and don't want to talk about it.
Ryan, I'm fine, okay? F-I-N-E, fine. I don't need to talk to you about it because there's nothing we need to talk about.
Sam, I won't ask again, okay? Do you really want to do this? You know how petty I can be.
Okay. I'll tell you. I don't need to deal with petty Ryan. You already know how I'm feeling.
Do I? Because you haven't told me shit.
No, I haven't. And I haven't been good, okay? He calls me almost every day and leaves these messages, but I don't want to pick up.
Why not? Didn't things end out of the blue? Don't you want answers?
I do, but I think if I talk to him this early, I'll take him back.
And you don't want that?
I don't think so.
Why not? Didn't you love him?
I do still love him, but I just think we're going in different directions in our lives. It also doesn't help that his father passed away, but even if Mark was still here with us, I'm starting to think maybe it would have been the same.
Well, then I think you should tell him that. Not now, but when you're ready and in person.
But he's going to Korea soon.
Well, then I guess you got a time limit.
Okay, fine. I'll talk to Aaron before he leaves and goes to Korea. Happy?
Very much.
You have 4 messages remaining.
Hey, Sam. It's me. Again. Just wanted to know how you're doing. It's, been a rough couple of days, and I just wanted to talk to you. If you're at the shop, I can come over and we can talk. You know, if that's what you want. If not, I understand.
Aaron, we've got an appointment to make.
I'll be just a second. Anyway, I just wanted to talk. Bye. Love you.
You have 3 messages remaining.
Hey, Sam. I don't know if you got my last message or changed your number, but I'd really like for us to talk. I'm sorry that I didn't talk about Korea much, or even that I was thinking of going. I wasn't going to. At least, not really. But, you know. Well, anyway, there's a get-together tonight, and I was wondering if you'd like to come. Well, you know how to reach me. Bye. Love you.
You have 2 messages left.
Hey, Sam. How are you? As you can probably hear, I'm at a party, but it's no fun. Not without you. I miss you. Well, okay. Bye. Love you. You know that, right?
You have 1 message left.
Hey, Sam. I know you don't want to talk, but it's been 3 months. I know you don't owe me anything, but I want to see you one last time. You don't have to, if you'd rather not see me again, but I'd love to see you. I'll be at JFK around 8, and then, Korea. I'll be waiting at our favorite spot until I absolutely have to go. But I understand if you don't want to see me again. If I never see you again, I'd like you to know that I still and always love you.
No more messages. Press 8 to remove
messages. Damn it, Aaron. You just had to call. Well, it's not like I was doing a great job forgetting you anyway. Should I really go see him, though? Oh, fucking hell.
My luck, it would probably rain. Feed the dog. just fine at home.
You could come to comedy shows with us.
Right now the thought of a club gives me hives.
Come and watch Shakespeare in the Park with us.
I've never understood him in my life.
You should go out, get some sunshine, hear folks laugh.
I just dragged just moping around.
You know I won't push you to change. You've got feelings you need to feel, but I won't let you fade away.
I just don't know how I will deal.
You came.
Do you know how many times you've called me over the past 3 months?
Well, if you would have answered the first time.
Why would I answer you? After everything?
I'm sorry. Will you take a seat, please?
Fine.
So, how have you been?
You can't be serious right now. I've been fine.
I see the bakery's open and running smoothly.
It's getting there.
And Ryan?
She's fine as well.
That's good.
Aaron, what are we doing here?
I don't know. I wanted to see you more than anything.
Well, you see me now. Ta-da!
I have something to give you.
What is this?
It's a letter. For you.
Fine. This letter supposed to make things right again?
No. But it's a start.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So you leave today?
Tonight, actually.
Oh. Long flight.
Tell me about it.
So, since this is all real, I have to ask. Was it all worth it?
What do you mean?
The time spent with me. Over the year of us together.
Every damn day.
I don't even know if I want to ask my next question.
Did I really love you?
Kind of a cliche question, yes. Wait, how did you know what I was going to ask?
Sam, you weren't my first rodeo.
Apparently, I won't be your last either.
That's not fair.
Well?
Well, what?
Did you love me, Aaron? Not that hard of a question.
I do love you. Still do.
I don't even know what to say.
I don't either.
I do hope you find what you're looking for, though, Aaron.
Me too. Me too.
Are you going to answer your phone?
Shit. I'm leaving soon, I promise.
Hey, you said to make sure you're on time.
I know, Leon. Thank you for keeping me on track. I will be leaving shortly. Just finishing up things with the apartment papers.
All right, man, just try not to wait too long. You do not want to miss this flight.
I know, Leon. Thank you.
So, apartment stuff, huh?
Leon has no idea that was finished weeks ago.
So that's it, right?
Yeah. I think that's it.
That settles it then.
Sam.
Don't start that. You have a flight to catch.
Fuck that.
Take care, Aaron. Wherever you go.
You too, Sam.
Okay.
Sam? What's wrong?
I saw him, and...
Oh, you poor thing. Let's go to Crest Haven and you can tell me all about it over some drinks, okay?
Okay. Wait, what about Lacey?
She's sound asleep next to her dad. We should go before she wakes up and doesn't see her mom.
Okay.
Call an Uber and I'll go tell the husband. I'll be right back.
Damn it, Aaron. Why? Just... why?
So what happened?
We met at the willow tree.
You two and that tree. It's cute.
Anyway, we met and talked for a little bit.
And?
You were right. I did want answers, and I got some.
Were they the ones that you wanted?
I don't know. I don't know what I wanted to hear. He told me he still loved me.
Okay, but didn't he tell you that after, like, every voicemail, too?
Yes, but this time it was, like, in person, and he sounded really sincere about it, too.
Ah. Well, after getting your answers, what are you going to do?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
After all that, you're going to do nothing?
Yeah, you heard me. Nothing. I don't think I can do anything.
What? That's stupid as fuck. You can call him right now and take him back. Hell, you could go to Korea with him too. That's not nothing.
See, that's the thing though. I don't think I should have to sacrifice everything for him. He certainly didn't for me. And after thinking about it, that's okay.
And why do you say that? You're telling me that if he decided not to go to Korea and stay with you, you wouldn't be happy?
No, that's not what I'm saying. Honestly, I'd be over the moon, but I think I'd hate myself.
Why?
Because I'd feel like I was holding him back. I wouldn't want him to stay here in this place if he could be doing bigger and better things, you know?
But he loves you. Don't you think he should have to sacrifice some things to make it work?
Yeah, but this, I think, is bigger than that. It's life-changing. He just had his dad die too. There was nothing really holding him back from taking the job except for me.
You don't think you two could have done long distance? Did you even talk about it?
No, we never really discussed it. But there were times where Aaron would be gone for weeks at a time for his job, and it was hard. It was great when he came back home, but he also wasn't in a different country. I don't think it would have lasted too long, and it would have hurt 10 times as bad.
Are you sure? Like, really sure that this is what you want? I'm not saying that once he lands in Korea that you two can't talk, but he's still here, in the States, where you two can talk face to face. Talking about this when he's in a different country will be 10 times harder, too, if you change your mind.
I know, but I think I've made up my mind.
Well, all right then. Two Long Islands.
I thought you weren't going to get drunk.
Well, fuck it. I do what I want. Now, a toast.
A toast to what? My breakup?
No, not that. Well, kind of. To farewells and new beginnings. Our past should not be forgotten, as it molds you to who you are today. But don't let it prevent you from moving forward.
Thanks, Ryan.
Come on. Don't get all mushy on me now. That's what friends do.
I love you. You know that?
Well, duh. Who doesn't? I mean, look at me. Another round of Long Islands, please. So, how was your flight?
It was long. Ugh, I slept some, but wasn't enough.
Well, we are very glad you've made it. This here will be your office. As you can see, SoundNote did all in their power to make sure you would feel at home.
Whoa. This is my studio. It's incredible.
What can I say? They know how to set someone up.
And this room is a bedroom?
More like a sleeping room, as they call it. I know, it's a lot of beds, isn't it? This here is one of our studios, except this one is for audiobook readings and podcasts. My favorite they do is Guild of Adventurers. They do so well. All right, well, that concludes our intro tour. Sorry we can't see many floors right now. The construction has us pinned to the lower floors. But there are plenty of floors for you to begin working on.
I understand. I think I'm gonna fit just right here.
I'm happy to hear that, Aaron. So, do you have an idea of what pieces you will do to this place yet?
Not yet, exactly. Though, I'm sure it'll come to me soon. Whew. So this entire place is owned by SoundNote?
Every floor. You'll see that SoundNote is a very large company that hires many artists of different genres.
So you need me to handle all floors?
Every floor that you think needs an uplifting, it's all yours, Aaron. Beautiful, isn't it?
What?
Oh, the city.
Oh, yeah, it's nice. You from here?
Oh, no. I was brought here just as you were. I originally came from California myself.
I never actually visited there when I was in the U.S. I was mostly on the East Coast all of my life.
Oh, such a shame. It really is a pretty state over there. Did you leave anyone there? Back in the States?
Boston, actually. And yeah, left a few friends. All of my family had passed before leaving here. My father recently, actually.
I'm sorry to hear that. I know it's hard to lose someone.
Yeah. It sucks.
My father passed away too, overseas. Not recently, but, you know, where it still hurts.
So how do you deal with it? Being so far away from it all?
You know, it might sound cliche, but as people say, the past makes you who you are. Your family being a big part of that. Granted, I miss him. I always just treasure what time we did have together.
I'm sorry for your loss, by the way.
Thank you. And hey, things will get easier here, I promise. I'll let you take it all in. Meet me in the break room. You won't believe the food in this place.
Dad, I made it.
Again? I guess I'll go and pick up this time. Hello, this is Sam Crow. If you're calling to order, we're...
Sammy?
Mom, why are you calling the bakery? You know I have a phone, right?
Well, if you knew how to pick up your phone, then maybe I wouldn't need to call your business.
What are you talking about? I have my phone right here.
Yes, what was that? You said you had your phone on you, right? Where is it?
So, you see...
Anyway, how are you doing, honey?
I'm fine. I saw Aaron today.
I thought he left already. Where did you see him?
Sam saw that asshole! Hold on!
Dad, please. No.
Sam, what happened? Are you okay? That asshole didn't say anything to you, right?
I'm fine, Dad. We've sorted things out.
So I'm going to assume that he's apologized.
Yeah. He's apologized, and we've said our goodbyes.
I see. So, how are you feeling?
About as good as I can be, I guess. I don't really know how to feel, but I'll be okay. Eventually.
Are you sure you don't want to come home for a bit?
No, I'm fine. I think I need to be alone for a little bit. But if I do need to come home, I'll let both of you know.
Okay, sweetie. Just let us know if you need to, okay?
Okay, Mom. I will.
We love you.
You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. I love you, too.
Okay, sweetie. We'll let you close shop. Night.
Night, son. Love you.
I love you too, too. This past year was hard. I loved someone, and it was great. I'm still hurt over it, but I mean, who wouldn't be? I gave him a year of my life. But in the end, if I had a second chance, I'd do it again. He helped me in ways that no one knows, and for that, I'm grateful. I'm the person I am today because of him. I won't be okay today or tomorrow, and that's fine, because I know eventually I will be. Hello, welcome to Cherry on Top 2.
Two? What's happened to the first one?
It's a long story.
Well, maybe you can tell me over the brunch.
Life can get you down sometimes, but there is no point staying blue. We all hit rough times, but it gets worse when your thoughts are all about you. Maybe we all get problems and we cannot solve them by ourselves. So if you're feeling sad, no need to be mad, think of someone else. Things will get better in time. If your shoulder hurts, lean on mine. Always look on the bright side. Things will get better with time. What? You don't believe me? Trust, just take it easy. It could be better for you, and you are not alone no matter what you go through. This ain't the first time it has happened to you. Cast your mind back, remember you got through. Then, so you will be okay now. Someone else needs you, so you should reach out. Blessings fall. Shoulder hurts, lean on mine. Always look on the bright side, and things will get better with time. Do 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 do. Things will get better in time. If your shoulder hurts, lean on mine. Always look on the bright.
Support. Always stay positive no matter what. I hope to see you soon. Bye bye.